on the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says you can give smichin in specific areas, but there is a requirement that has to be roi l'cho advarim. The man has to be roi to know kol Torah kula. And in fact, the Kesef Mishnah said the makor of the Rambam was Rav, or Rav knew kol Torah kula. There's no doubt about that. And you could give smichin in certain areas, but the condition must be that he must be roi b'kol Torah kula. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Kesef Mishnah said, where did he get it from? And then Radbaz said, he got it from Rav. Lechem Mishnah said, he got it from Yerushalmi. That says, Memanim Nuskenim L'dvar Mechidim B'vachi Roi L'chol Advar. Fine. So the Ram has this requirement in Perek Dal Lachachas. The problem is, says the Ksos HaChoshim, that the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that a person that's, God forbid, blind in one eye, the Halacha is, in Perek Dal Halacha Yud, that someone is blind in one eye, even though he is Roi L'din Imamunis, because he doesn't need vision for that, Halacha L'maisa, though he cannot be what? He cannot be a dying for Dini Mominus because it's not good for Dini Nefashos. Dini Nefashos, it's Beferish that it's a moon. That's Beferish. Therefore, since it's a moon, Halacha L'maisa, he cannot judge in Dini Nefashos. Since he cannot judge in Dini Nefashos, therefore, he's disqualified for Dini Mominus. That's what the Rambam writes, Beferish.
He said the blind guy could.
No, blind man cannot paskin in Dini Mominus. Reason why is because he's not roi l'chol advarim, he's not roi for Dini Nefashos. Because a blind man is psul for Dini Nefashos.
What's the problem?
It's Gzeres HaKosev, it's a moon.
No, what's the problem?
No, I'm going to get to it. But first, that's the Rambam, number one, right?
It's just
the problem is that the Rambam paskins, though, Agir Kedanis Kaveru b'Dini Mominus. That's the problem. Rambam says you need to be roi l'chol advarim, and therefore the Rambam says assuming one eye is possible for what? For Dini Mominus, because not roi for nefashos. That's fine, but if you open up the Rambam paskins, halacha l'maisa, based on the Gemara Nivamis, that a ger can danis chaveru b'dini mominus. The ger can danis chaveru b'dini mominus, you got a problem with that, because a ger is not good for nefashos. He's not even good for other guys in Dini Mominus. So therefore he's not roi l'chol advarim. So if he's not roi l'chol advarim, l'maisa, if he's not roi l'chol advarim, so therefore, halacha l'maisa, it's a problem. How could he paskin the halacha?
Ger
danis chaveru d'dvar Torah. How is it possible that he could judge he's not roi l'chol advarim? So if he's not roi l'chol advarim, we got a problem. So that's the stira l'maisa, that's the ksosis kasha on the Rambam. Fine? That answers number 7.
Why
okay.
Is he not roi?
Excuse me?
Why is he not roi? Why is the
Ger not Raui?
The whole Torah, why
don't
you can't learn all
of
Torah?
No, Ger is a psul. It's a chesaron. It's possible for Dini Nefashos, for Dini Mominus. Here, you take 8. It's possible for Dini Mominus and Dini Nefashos, right? It's a moon. It's like a moon. So if he's not Roy L'chol Advarim, we got a problem. If he's not Roy L'chol Advarim, L'maisa, how could Ger is Dan Chavir of Dini Mominus? That's the cash of the Xos, Halacha L'maisa. That's number what? Number 7. 8. How did the Rav Zatzal answer that kasha? The Rav answered beautifully. The Rav answered the kasha like this. The Rav said there's a fundamental difference between a summa and a ger. A summa, the chisarn is in the harah. A summa, the chisarn is in the harah. It says in the Gemara in Lamedal and Beis Sanhedrin, they were makish and lenegoin. Just like a coin that's a blind person cannot paskin on the nega, tzaras, so too you can't paskin rivim, arguments if you're a summa. It's a chisarn in the harah. However, when it comes to a ger is not a chisarn in the harah. A ger is a chisarn in the minui, in the actual appointment. And since it's a chisarn in the actual appointment, because lamaisa cannot have srara, he cannot have authority. So therefore we said, halacha lamaisa, that the rav distinguished between harah and srara. When it comes to harah, sum is possible in harah. When it comes to a ger is good in harah. There's no problem for a ger in harah. The problem is it's chisarn in minui. And therefore, if it's a chisarn in the minui, we wanted to say the following. Gir danis chavera devar taira, no problem. I is not roi for moments in the fashos. Okay, that's a chisarn in srara. That's a chisarn in the minui. But al Torah, it's fine. And the requirement that you have to be roi l'chol Torah kula is a din in the harah. And therefore, you have to be roi in kol Torah kula. Halacha l'maisa. And you have to be roi in kol Torah. And that's in fact what a what? That's in fact what a ger is. But the Suma is considered to be a chisarn in the hora, and therefore, since it's chisarn in the hora, therefore we say ledina, it's considered to be what? A distinction between the two halacha lamais. That's what the Rav wanted to say to answer this kasha. Now we also, lamaisa, pointed out that that's this notion of sarara. Sarara is the notion of authority. And women, lamaisa, cannot have in a position of authority, the Rambam said, we added on. Melech v'lo malka v'chin l'chol shar mesimis. That's what Ramesh says, according to the Rambam, a woman shouldn't be a president of a shul, because that's authority. So any position of authority is considered to be a problem. That's why Ramesh says if a Rav who had a heksher passed away, his wife can get the cash for the money, the payment for the heksher, but a Rav should sign on the heksher, because the woman shouldn't have srara. So that's what we wanted to point out. If you remember, let's get that the Gemara says beferish halacha lamaisa, that for a later on in Zion of Ez, that for a ben Noach, a woman is possible for Dayanus. A woman is possible for Dayanus. For a ben Noach. But for Jews, it's a machlokas Rishonim. Most Rishonim say a woman's possible to be a Dayan. That's the way we pass in the Chosha Mishpat, Simon Zion Sif base. But there is one Shita. We had a Taisus in Baba Kama that says, according to the Rishash, that a woman is kosher to be a Dayan. Amazing Shita. A woman kosher to be a Dayan? But the Gemara says in Gittin and Hamid Beis, a woman's possible to be a Dayan by Bafane Nechtov. So Rabbi Ganak writes in the Sefer, Bafane Nechtov is a Beis in playing what role? Presence. And when it's presence, what is that? That's Srara. A woman is possible for Srara. But if she's a talented Talmud Chacham, let's say, then like Dvorah, she could pass it. We don't accept that psak, right? That's why women can't be Rabbanim, can't be rabbis. Well, we don't accept that psak, but there is one day in Taisa that says that. Halacha l'maisa. And it's rise from Dvorah. We don't accept that. So how do you get out of Dvorah? Three ways. Either she said shiurim, she didn't paskin. Either it was Al-Ra Shah, was a one-time deal that Hashem said. Or number three, it was Kibloli. Every K was Kibloli, that the delegates made a king and they mocked it.
Yeah,
so get that structure that we're saying. Is that there's difference between Horah and Srara. Horah, the Summa, is a chesaron in the Horah. However, when it comes to what a ger, it's a chesaron in the what? In the Minui. It's a chesaron in the Minui. Out Horah, it's fine. The Gir is Roy Lakol and Torah Kula. That's how the Rav wanted to answer the Ksos Kasha. And we built up this notion of Srara. That how could there be a day in the Gemara that says, how could there be a day in Rishon this is a woman's Kasher when the Gemara says a woman's Pasul? That's Basin's playing the role as a Maisa Basin. That's Srara. Woman is Mufka from Srara. But is Paskini? Maybe yes. So why by Ben Noach is a woman Pasul? That's a Beferish Gemara. What's the reason? Because any din on Ben Noach is srara, because you're deciding the life and death situation. It's always din in nefashos by Ben Noach. So by definition, din in nefashos is what? Srara. So a woman's mufka from that. Okay? You got that? That was all part of that mahalak that we said. Okay? That answers number what? Number seven. Please get it, guys. You know what? Maybe bonus. Maybe asterisk it, okay?
That was all seven.
Oh, we got it? Now Johnny's asking. Go ahead.
No. That was all seven, not eight.
What? Seven and eight. Yeah, everything. Seven and eight. The whole shtickle. And nine, too.
Wait.
And on nine. Yeah, real quick, let's go. Yeah, what do you say?
If the Kibbulai is one of the exceptions for Devorah, then like,
yeah.
What about nowadays, if there's Kibbulai, wouldn't a woman be able to be a rabbi then, or a paskin?
Yeah, but we don't allow it. We don't allow it. Despite all that, we don't allow it. I'll tell you why. Because Kibbulai is only a special thing in the Din Torah. Kibbalah is not for a rub of a shul, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Even though we did say, Rabbi Ganak has in the Sefer, that if everyone was Makabal the Gir to be the president of the shul, it would be good, right? But like I said, we don't accept that. Halacha
lamaisa. Where is Rabbi Ganak? He's
in the Birka Shitsa. Yeah, it's Rabbi Ganak. Talmud Ohed Ado Yu.
Talmud the Rav.
Also not Kavanat Tzibur, more Megillah, as you said, Ben. Correct. So that's that lamaisa is all in Lamedus, but we don't accept women to be rabbis. We pass and die as possible. Halacha lamaisa. In fact, even this notion of Yoetzis Lamaisa, we're not big, we don't really, I'm not a big proponent of it either. You want to say, you go to the Shiloh of the Rov. Go to the Rov.
So why is this whole Shiloh now like?
He doesn't, Yoetzis doesn't agree with me. Okay.
No, I understand. Lamaisa. The other
right.
It's embarrassing.
Rabbi Reese once said, Simon Zion, he pointed out there's a Piskei Tshuva that it's, you know, in certain areas it's okay, but. But I point out this summer, Lamaisa, he's not really saying that. He's saying that women is not acceptable. I was arguing on Rav Reish. Rav Reish thought it was a yoyo. Perhaps there's a marker for it. I said not that way. So we don't accept the Ladin. Okay, that's number nine. That's number eight. Nine.
Q&A at the Tish.
Number nine, let's go. What is the Rav Zatzal saying in the Gemara Hurius? Based on Shum Gamliel. The Rav point out amazing four. When the Rav says Roy Lakol Aturu, it doesn't mean to say that he has to now have it all in his Munach Bekufsa. That he has to know Shas on his fingertips. He has to have the wherewithal to know it. And the Gemara Hurius tells that story that they try to trip up Rav Shum Gamliel. Two Tanoim tried to trip up Rav Shum Gamliel and they're going to bring him Shilas and Uksan the next day. Someone told him about it, and he learned up all hooks in the previous night, and therefore he answered all their questions. But you see from that Gemara, here he was the Nafsi, and he didn't know Uksan. How's it shayach? Because the Rav says, you don't have to know it, Mamish, you know, you don't have to know it before. Halacha l'maisa. Just means you have to have the wherewithal. You have to know where to look. You have to have the, you know, you have to be a tremendous tamachachim. You have to have the, you know, the ability to, you know, find it and come up with the psak. But it doesn't mean you have to have, you know, you don't have to be like a Bavadya, Zetzal, okay? And like Ramesh Zetzal. That's what the Rav wanted to say. You see from that Gemara that they tried to trip up. Remember we said over the Gemara of Shum Gamliel, the Rav's Bekias. I wouldn't have remembered that Gemara in Harias and Daf Yigilim Beis, but the Rav's Bekias, he pointed that out. Lamaisa, so that whole story there. Remember they tripped him up, Rav Shum Gamliel. They were upset with Rav Shum Gamliel, so they tried to they wanted to make him, you know, look bad, and they were going to ask him Kasha and Maseches Uksan. Okay, that's number what, 9, 10. What did Tosis say in Nida about a Ger and a Beis and Chalitza? So Tosis says in Nida, on Daf Mem Tesim and Beis, amazing Shchidish, Dirmas Kochado, that you need a pasuk to pasul a Ger for a Beis and Chalitza. Obviously, a Ger is pasul for a Beis and Chalitza. What do you dig up a pasuk for? Kiblu Olai, guys. It was Kiblu Olai. It was Kibbalah. They wanted this gear on the basin for Chalitza. Still, it's puzzled. The Xeris of Customs is needed for Kibbalah. In a case of Kibbalah, a gear is puzzled for a basin for Chalitza. Okay? That's what Tosfos says in Maseches Nida. You need to dig up a pasuk for that. Halacha l'maisa. So, the problem with that is, that answers number 10, 11. What did the Kibbutz Aretz ask on this? What does Rabbi Chanan ask on this? Rabbi Chanan asks Akash on this. What does he ask? Rebbe Chonon, in the Kovitz Orish Shambi, Yevomis, Frekta Kasha, he says, I don't understand, I thought Kiblu Olai, what does Kiblu Olai mean? It's a Yischaivis. What does Kiblu Olai mean is that they pledge of allegiance that these guys are going to be kosher. How does that help for Chalitza? Kiblu Olai L'chur is a din and dinim ominous. Right? Like, for example, if you're subpoenaed, the Yushalmi says, to give testimony, and you take a shvua that you don't know anything, and you're caught lying, that's a Korban Shvuas Eidus. In the case of Kiblu Olai, do you bring a korban? What's the din? No. Yushalmi says beferish. Because there are two ways to learn a Kiblu Olai. Either it's a yischaivis, or either you're being machshir the people. So if it's a yischaivis, what does that have to do with geiris? Right? There's no dini momentus there. That was Rabbi Chonon's kasha. And the Tais. Why would I have a havamina that ger would be kosher based on Kiblu Olai? Kiblu Olai is an institution of yischaivis. If it's yischaivis and lamaisa, how can that even help you by a basic chalitza? It's only shach b'dini momentus. That was Rabbi Chonon's kasha. That answers number one. And I want you to get that down. There are two approaches to Kiblu Olai. Either to say it's yischaivis, or either to say it's a hechsher. You're being machsher these psulim. Just like the woman's pasul b'dini momentus. How did he get out of dvar? It was Kiblu Olai. They were machsher her. Or it was yischaivis and b'dini momentus. So the riot from the Yushalmis, you're not chayv a korban shvu if you're caught lying. That shows the what? In the case of Kiblu Olai, that they're really not edim. It's not a hechsher. It was actually Bechayv and Korban. You follow me? Those are the two approaches to how Kiblu Olai works. You got me the mechanism. So you see the Feirish. Why would I have a Havamini, says Rabbi Chonon? Rabbi Chonon is taking the approach that what? That Kiblu Olai is a what? Is Yischaivis. So if Kiblu Olai is Yischaivis, Lamois, what does that have to do with the Bezen Shogeris? So that's Rabbi Chonon's kasha. That's number 11. 12. So what are Rav Ganach Shlita answer? So Rav Ganach Shlita wanted an answer like this. Similar for to the Rav. That a gear, what's the din of a gear? Gear is kosher and hora. It's just a problem in the minui. If it's a problem in the minui, halacha l'maisa, you might have said that what? That Kiblu Olai, halacha l'maisa, works what? Works to help the minui be good. If you tell me that what? That Kiblu Olai is not just in the Yischaivis, but it's a hechsher. So maybe I would have thought that a gear whose taka's problem is in the minui, then maybe Kiblu Olai would be makshar that. Like we said, if the presidential wants to be a gear and they're all makabalim, why not? Still, the despite that all, there's a kosev and it's possible. So it's very similar to the Rav's vort, because the Rav is amplifying that the gear problem is not in the horah, the gear's problem is in the sraras, in the minui, the appointment. So in Mele, you amplify that Raganaka saying that's exactly what's happening here. The problem of the year is the Minui. So Kibbalai could speak to that. Because Kibbalai, maybe not just the Din and Ischaivus and Mammon, but also might be a Heksher. If it's a Heksher, maybe I would end up to having a gear would be Kosher or Bezmish Chalitza. Kamash from the Pesach says no. Okay, that answers number 12. Let's go, guys. 13. What does Tosis ask from the Gemara and Erevin, and what does he answer? Give two pshat and davana shalat tenets. Oh. So Taisa says, our Gemara introduces the following Kiddush. Here are you. The Gemara introduces the following Kiddush. You're not allowed to paskin halacha l'maisa. You're not allowed to paskin halacha l'maisa, we said. In front of what? In front of your Rebbe. You have to be three parsos away, which is about 2.9 miles, we said. Keneged machan Yisrael. Okay. The Gemara says there's a problem. The Tosfos says there's a Gemara in Erevin that says not this way. What does the Gemara say in Erevin? The Gemara says in Erevin as follows. The Gemara says in Erevin, Lamaisin, the Gemara says that Rav Chista never paskin all the years of Rav Huna, even if they'd ask him an easy shalat, be a subakutcha, make a cheese omelet. Eggs and cheese, everyone knows smutter. Our sugya says outside three parsos is mutter. He seems like he didn't paskin forever. Calls Mount Rav Huna was alive, even outside three parsos. Steed it. That's Tosis kasha. What's Tosis teretz? Tosis teretz, beautiful teretz. There was dafke b'fon of mamish. He was always around him. He was always around his rebbe Rav Chista by Rav Huna, and therefore he was b'fon of mamish. He never wanted to paskin. Okay.
Why was the halakha of Tosis that it wasn't b'fon?
Yeah.
I don't know, the Gemara doesn't talk about distance. What'd you say?
It's all his life, so.
Yeah, it seems like it wasn't with him all the time, it seems. Very good, Ben. That's the push-up shot.
It's
a good catch.
Is it really a question, though?
Yeah, it's a strong question. So what's Tosis' answer? Tosis' answer is, the fun of mamish, you didn't paskin. Shalom, fun if you're able to paskin. Okay? That's Tosis' answer. We got it? The fun of mamish, you're not allowed to. Shalom, fun if you're allowed to. So what does Tosis' teretz mean? We had two pshatim. Let's get it. Number one, the simplest, is actually, we'll say it over to this in Chazar, let's do the second one first. The Maharam said, you know what he means? He means, Befanav means Tok Shlosha Parsals. Tok Shlosha Parsals is Aser. Outside three Parsals is Mutter. So it squares with our Gemara. Okay, that's what Tosis meant when he said Befanav, Mamish. Okay. I think Tosis used that expression, yeah. Befanav, Mamish. However, the Maharik had a different shot at the Chamra Mechai. What was their shot? Beautiful shot. Tosis meant Befanav. Because he was talking about Bias of a Kutcha. Bias of a Kutcha is a Dara Poshet. That's only usher if you're Bafan of Mamish. You have no right to say anything if you're in Bafan of your Rebbe, but Tok Shlosha Parsals, if it's a Dara Pshita, then it's Mutter. Chutz Min Shlosha Parsals, Salach Alamaisa, that cloud of Tok and Shlosha is talking about something that would be a Dara Chiddish. So when Tosis meant Tok O Mamish, because it was Bias of a Kutcha, Bias of a Kutcha Bafan of Mamish you wouldn't do, but Tok Shlosha Parsals would Taka be Mutter. And that's why it's interesting that the Gemara writes in by us, said, Atamad al Yorah Hora, Mashma Hora Chashuva. Astam Hora is Mutter. You know, the Gemara in Erevin didn't say what type of psak it was. In our Gemara, the Shiloh of whether you're allowed to soak the wheat, that was a Shiloh, that's a Chiddush. Remember, we had three Shitas in Sochem? Whether it's Mutter to soak the wheat, Mitzvah, or it's Aser. Then we had three Shitas, so Nadavar Chiddush, then you have the rule of Tok Shlosha is Aser, Chutzmi Shlosha is Mutter. But the fun of Mamish, Lamaisa, is always going to be Aser, and it's even Aser if it's Bias of a Kutcha. But if it's Bias of a Kutcha, Tok Shlosha would be Mutter. So that's how we had two Pshatim. Maharam was the first one that we're saying in Chazara, and Marik was the second one. In the original Shir, we said the Marik and then the Maharam first. Everyone got that? Okay, good. That's 13. 14. What was Tosis Mechadish? The Gabi Netilus Yeshus. He said an amazing Kiddush. Tok Shlosha Parsals. Tosis said, Halacha L'maisa, amazing Kiddush. Tosis wanted to say that if you have Netilas Yeshus, B'tok Shlosha Parsals, it's Aser. It doesn't help you. Halacha L'maisa. It only helps you Chutz. That's what Tosis wanted to say. Chutz L'Shosha Parsals is Mutter if you have Netilas Yeshus. If you have Netilas Yeshus, Tok Shlosha, Tosis says, B'Ferish and Hamabez, it's Aser.
Why is that a Kiddush?
Chiddush. I mean, Netilas Rishus, the guy gave it to you. Netilas Rishus. The Gemara says, doesn't say anything about Netilas Rishus. It says, Al Yoira. Elim Kain Rachim Menu. Mashu, if you have Netilas Rishus, maybe it should be Mutter. Tois is Mechadish, the Netilas Rishus is Aser Tok Shlosha. Only Chuch Lashosha does Netilas Rishus work.
Where does Tosus say that?
Tosus had a steer from the Gemara, the end of the Tosus, and Hanan Beis. Remember, we had three slots? So the last kasha from the Gemara Erevin, implied Lamaisa, that he was Chayev, over there there was what? Shaloba fun of Lamaisa is a problem. Chutz Mishlosha is where there's not Netilas Shishus, it's Usher.
Right.
With Netilas Shishus, Mutter, Chutz Mishlosha. Tol Shlosha, Netilas Shishus, Usher. Who argues? Let's get it down. Just who argues?
This is on Rabbi Hamnuna, we didn't really mention.
This is on the whole psak of Aruch HaKimenu. Okay? That's Rachel. We'll get to it, Lamaisa. But that's on this psak, Lamaisa. Okay, and I want you to get this now. Who argues on this? Riven. The Riven, the Rashi recorded Neirman, says if you're not to Rishus, it's Mutter, even Tok Shlosha. That's what you were tining. There is a Rishon that argues. We said the Ran says that, because Rabba Shemach Kvoro Machel. Rab Shemach Kvoro Machel. But what's Pshat and Tais amazing Chiddush? That the Tilas Rishus doesn't work, Tok Shlosha. Why shouldn't it be? That leads us to number, that was 13, 14. No, that was 14, 15. What are the three svaras for Tosus?
Where does Tosus say this?
Tosus says it beferish. You'll see it inside, Johnny, and Haman Beis. He says it beferish.
The beginning, the ratio?
No, the end of the Tosus. The very end of the Tosus. The end of the Tosus is Chai Misa Mamish, if you're passing from your Rebbe. Shaloba Funer, it's not Isser. What's going on? Our Gemara said it's Mutter Chutz Mishlosha. Tosus says, when is it Mutter Chutz Mishlosha? When you have Netilas Shishus. What comes out from Tosus? If you have Netilas Shishus, Tok Shlosha is still Usser. Remember, that was the cheshbon we made from Tosus. I read it to you inside.
Oh, that wasn't like
you want me to read it to you inside? I'll read it to you inside. There's no doubt. I'll do it. Let's read it inside. What does he say? He says, what's going on? Vod darmin hasim b'fun of asu chayim yishlo b'fun of asu in chayim yishlo b'fun of asu in chayim yishlo b'fun of asu the Tok Shlosha chashim b'fun of v'chut shlosh lo b'fun of nir hasim ma'iri b'lo Netilas Shishus mirabo. So plug it in.
That wasn't Tosus just talking out loud to try to figure out Rav Hamnuna's.
No, this is Tosus answering the kasha. So Tosus clearly writes the Feirish Netilas Rishus Tol Shlosha does not.
Which
kasha
is he answering?
From the Gemara Neirvin. The Gemara Neirvin's Mashal Chutz Mishlosha's Usser. Our Gemara's Mashal Chutz Mishlosha's Mutter. Not Mashal, it's the Feirish. Steerim Menamish Bnei Obey. So he answers, when is it Mutter Chutz Tol Shlosha? When is it Mutter? When is it also Chutz Mishlosha when you don't have Netilas Rishus? When you have Netilas Rishus, it's Mutter Chutz Tok Shlosha. What does that imply? That Tok Shlosha is also even with Netilas Rishus. Why though? So that answers number what? Number 14, 15. What are the three svaras we projected? Let's get it, guys. Bonus! Could very well be, what are the three svaras, right? What are the three svaras? Number one, it's Bizayin. The Ravid says a Rebbe can never be mochel on Bizayin. To Paskin in front of your Rebbe Tok Shlosha, I don't care what they give him, Netilas Rishus doesn't help. That was one svar. He held like the Ravid. Number two, Tosin Ksubis, I think, Samach on the base. God forbid, even if he gave you Netilas Rishus, Tosin says you'll have no siyata d'shmai in your psak. And that speaks well, according to the Netziv, because what's the purpose of smicha? What's the siyata d'shmai that the Talmud should paskin correctly? Taisa says in Samach and Bezing Subas, Dimas a Kia Pikursa, and Afkamina Hecha Sharab Mokha Akvoda, the Shari Vafilachi Al Yoira, the Lomi Staya Milsa Hold Rabo Etzel. You don't have no Siyatha Dishmaya. That's the third reason. Second reason. And number three, from the great Gaon of Shlomo Berman Zatzav, Ashul Shlomo, the great Rish Yeshiva, in Ponovich Zatzav, the son in law of the Stiklum, would have been the Gaon of Ador, they say. What does he say? He wanted to project the Chiddush that Chutz Mishlosha is a breach of Kavod. Tok Shlosha is a breach of Mora, reverence. And on reverence, many posts can say there's no Mechila. And he writes himself that this is against who? That's far as against who? You guys tell me. The Briskerov. He writes it the Feirish, but he projects a possibility that maybe Tok Shlosha is Mora and it's not Nitan L'Mechila.
Which
rabbi
was this?
The Asher L'Shlomo, Rip Shlomo Berman, the great Goyim, son-in-law of the stipend.
Did he pass away early?
Yes. He would have been the Gadol Ador, they say. He had terrible Parkinson's, horrible. Come on, what's left? Okay. We got it? Okay, that's number what? 15. Number 15. 16. What's the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav? Let's get it, guys. This is bonus square to cube. Okay, let's get it. What does the Brisker Rav say? The Brisker Rav says an amazing Chiddush. He points out that the Rambam in Pirkei Avos Talmud Torah devotes it to Rabbo Muvak. However, Rabbo She'eino Muvak, or we call generic Talmud Chacham Pirkei Avos Talmud Torah. It's very bizarre, says the Brisker Rav, and I guess if Mishnah notes it as well. Why in Pirkei does the Rambam only mention Mechila for a Rabbo Muvak, to be Machul Lekovah, that is due to him, to a Talmud? And in Pirkei Avos, when he discusses a Rabbo She'eino Muvak, or a generic Talmud Chacham, he never mentions the word Mechila once. So the Brisker Rav postulates the following theory. Amazing Kiddush. He says, when you have a Rabbi Muvak, who's taught you all of your learning, even though his mind is there, we said the Lechem Mishnah quotes a Ma'arik, we don't have Rabbi Muvak. Nowadays, when you say that, he says it's a compliment or a Talmud Muvak, because the Sfarim, Lamaise, most of the Limud is from the Sfarim. Of course, you need a Rebbe, but not Rabbi Muvak, that's what he says. But we're talking in Lomdus. Rabbi Muvak has Kibbut Amora due to him. He generates it. He has Bibles on it, and he can be mochulot. A rabbo shein muvak or a generic tamachachim. What are you supposed to show them? Bahadar to pnei zaken. It's a different thing called hidur. Hidurs can glorify a tamachachim. Zaken zeshe kamachachim. That's a completely different track, and therefore that says the Brisker Rav in the Rambam's pshat is not nitan lemechila. You might be the address. But the chiyuv, you're showing cover to the Torah. You might be the address of it, but you don't have bialas on it that you could be moichel.
What does the Rambam say? Again?
And therefore, in Perek Vav, he never mentions mechila, because that's why Rabbo Shein Muvak, because the Hagdar is Adar to Pleizakim. That is not Nitan mechila, because you're the address, but you're not the bialas on it. Keep it a more in Perekei of Rabbo Muvak. You have bialas on it. You generate that. And therefore, that is Nitan mechila. That is the Chiddush Nifl of the Brisker Rav. You guys got it?
What was the steer in the Rambam again?
No steer. Perikei mentions Mechila, Rabba Muvak. Perik Vav, he never mentions Mechila ever for a Rabba Shein Muvak or a generic Tamachach. And the question is why? So the Brisker Rav says he can't a Rabba Shein Muvak. Rabba Muvak can't because he generates. That answers number what? 16. 17. 17 and 18 are all Noveah from this. Give three Nafkaminas that are Noveah from this Kiddush. Let's go. Number one, a Rabbo Muvak, where you have to show kavod, which means what? All the positive things. You have to dress him. You have to what? Feed him. You have to give him drink. You have to get up when he comes in the room. Right? All these things. Allah Lamais. That I remember I said I've been mizalzalin. And lately I'm trying to do it when my parents come into a room. Get up. You're supposed to. Allah Lamais. Kibud and Mora. If you see them 20 miles away, and you have Superman vision, you have to get up. Malenev. Kibud v'mora requires that. Mora all the negative things. Reverence. Can't contradict him. Can't sit in his place. Her place. And you see them from 20 miles away, you have to get up. When it comes to a regular tamachachim, a generic tamachachim, only arba'ama, 6 feet. That's number one, nafkamin. Number two, if you see a rabba muvak in a besakis, you're not supposed to go in. You're supposed to wait till he comes out of the mikvah, k'mar m'sachem, and testament base. But if you're in there, are you mechuyev to get up? Yes. Kibbut v'moira. I don't care where it is. But when it comes to generic tamachach, that's not a place of glorification. A besakise besamircha is not a place of glorification. You're not mechuyev. There you are. Not mechuyev to get up. That's a second nafkamin. Number three. A third nafkamin. There is an interesting comparison the Rama makes Rabba Muvak to one's parents. A Rabba Muvak is like one's parents, Kibbut v'mora to one's parents. He never compares a generic tamachachim to one's parents. In fact, we said the Mishnah says in Bav Metzia that if you have an aveda between a Rebbe Muvak and a parent, you're supposed to turn the Rebbe Muvak to Hashavas Aveda, because he brings it Olam Haba, the parent brings it Olam Hasa. Those are the three nafkaminis of number 17. We got that?
Can you maybe pick the third one?
Yes. The Rambam Hilchos Ma'amarim compares a Rabbo Muvak to one's parents. He never compares a Rabbo She'eino Muvak or a generic Tamachachim to one's parents, because parents have Kibud V'mora. Rabbo Muvak has Kibud V'mora. Generic Tamachachim only has Hidur Skein. Okay? Pinchas Klor. Okay, that answers number 17. 18. Give two other nafkaminas. I want to give two other nafkaminas. Two other nafkaminas are as follows. The Lashon of Chayiv, the mitzvah. The Rambam, when he discusses a Rabba Muvak, says the Talmud is Chayiv. What does Chayiv mean? Chayiv to him. Meaning he's the address. The word Chayiv amplifies and is conveying that you are Chayiv to that person. That person is the Geirin. The Rabba Muvak generates the Kivu Gemara. When he discusses a Jirat Tamachach, he says mitzvah, Lahadro. Lahadro meaning what? The Torah. He happens to be the address of it, but really when it comes to Kibbutz Kenyan, it's really what? It's you being Hadaras Ateyim. Okay? So therefore, the Lashon of Chayiv is used by Kibbutz Mora, Rabba Muvak. Mitzvah is used by a generic Tamachach. Number five, a fifth Nafkamim. Let's get it. What'd you say?
Four or five.
In 18, or 18, the total, the fifth one. I think we're in 18 already, yeah?
Yeah, second and 18,
yeah,
the fifth
Gemara, one. Right, the Gemara Kiddushin. What's the Gemara Kiddushin? Rava was a waiter at his son's wedding, and he's pouring the drinks for the other Amoraim, and they don't get up. Rashi says he got upset a little bit because they should have gotten up a little bit. That's what Rashi writes. According to the Rambam, because they really were mochel, he's really mochel, is covered by it being a waiter. So they still should have gotten up a little bit. Ikbid Rav. The Rambam says, according to the Brisker Rav, no way. Al-Pidin, he got upset with them, not because of himself we added on. Because Al-Pidin, it's Hidur's Canaan. If it's Hidur's Canaan, it's not Nita L'Mechila. So they should have gotten fully up. He got upset with them, not because of his own covet. He got upset with them because it's the Brisker Rav. They didn't know the Din. They didn't know the Din. The Ikbid Rav. He got upset with them because you guys don't know the Din. Of course you got to get up. To me, it was just the relationship was he was a generic Tamachachim. Or Rabba Shinim Muvak, but it wasn't Rabba Muvak. So it's a Machlokes Rashi, according to the Rambam, it comes out, Lamai says, it's a new way to learn up the Gemara. We're adding on, it was Ikbid Rava. Now what do we ask from Rav Golvik, that's all, the Rish Yeshiva Kerem Biav, and also the Avreich that we saw, I heard from New Haven.
Yes,
from Heseba. What was the kasha? The Rambam writes beferish by Haseba. The Rabbo Shemuva can give him rishus to do Haseba. I thought a Rabbo Shemuva can't be mochel. So what was the territory of Golgot Tzatzal said? We turned the light off. It's not mechivu. What was the lashon? Nesinus rishus. We're chazering this. Remember that? We're chazering this. Remember we did that?
Yeah.
Right? Chazering. So Lamaisa, the lashon is nesinus rishus, not mechivu. He said Talmud. Relax. You can express yourself with cheres. Wasn't a mechila. Mora rabchik and mora shemayim.
What's the shot for Rav Goldbach?
The kash of Rav Goldbach and the brisker Rav Shfran Ram. How can the Ram say Rabbo Shemuva can be mochel and let him do a seba? He has no bias to be mochel. Remember we said that. Rabbo Sheino Muva cannot be mochel. Remember you said that?
Oh, Sheino.
Rabbo Sheino Muva. Yeah.
That's what the Gemara says.
The Gemara says that. Rambam says it. The Rambam says it. Hilchos Chometz Matzah. Rabbo Sheino Muva can be mochel on his covet. How can he be mochel on his covet? So he said the expression is Nesinus Rishus. He's not being mochel on his covet. He's saying relax. You have now, can be comfort zone now where you can do what? You can do a say, but don't worry about it. It's fine. No problem at all. And that's exactly what, remember, we said, Daniel Lamblu, except for the Seder, that's what I said. It's Nesinus Rishus. That's what it is. That's considered to be permissible. Mechila is not used. That's why we said Reb Shlomo Berman's, that's how Reb Shlomo Berman's against the Brisker Rav, because he was saying, Mora, you can't be Mocha. The whole word of the Brisker Rav is you can be Mocha on Kibbutz Mora, right? Rabba Muvak. Now, a lot of guys ask me, what about the Rabba Muvak? Can he be Mocha? The Hidur thinks, no, you can't. You can't do it. Pinchas, I think he asked me, right? If you have your Rabba Muvak and he comes within 6 feet, you got to get up. Because that's no longer Kibbutz Mora. That's Hidur's Canaan. You have to get up no matter what. Right? It just built upon that. So that's what the Brisker Rav wanted to say. A Chiddush. Aloch Lamaisa. Please get it. Beautiful, beautiful Chiddush. But this was all against what? That was 18, 19. That was all against who? Who was that all against? The Shulchan Aruch, the Kesef Mishnah. So intellectually honest, the Brisker Rav. He begins with the Kesef Mishnah, and he ends with the Shulchan Aruch. The same goal. What does the Kesef Mishnah answer the original Kasha? He says, of course you get to Mechila, Perek Hei, and Perek Vav. But he doesn't mention Perek Vav. He says it's a Kol Shekain. Perek Vav, a generic Talmud Chacham, of course can be Mocha on the Hidr. I would have thought maybe Perek Hei, Rabba Muvah, you can't do Mechila, that's why he mentions Mechila only in Perek Hei. But Perek Vav is a double push, you didn't even need to mention it. And the Shulchan Aruch says like that, Beferish, get it down. Mechaber Paskins, Levina, that a Rabba Shenu Muvah can be Mocha on the Hidr that is due to him. Can be. And that's why we said the Mechaber in Hilchos Chametz Matzah fits in Hilchos Pesach. He says a Rabba Shenu Muvah can be Mocha on his covenant? No problem. Of course, a rabba of rabba shemul because the kesef mishnah is the mechaber. That's how I learned pshat in the Rambam. So Oshtukul Turner, the Brisker Rav, is against the kesef mishnah pshat in the Rambam. Okay, you got it. That's the pshat lemaisa. Please get that. That's the kesef mishnah. Okay, that answers 19. 20 guys. Let's go. What was the story with Tanchum Bereid Ravami? So Tanchum Bereid Ravami was asked to Shaila. He visited a certain place, I think it was called Qatar, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Right? Qatar. And he visited a certain place, and they asked him a shiloh. They said, can you soak the wheat? Soak the wheat on Pesach, you know, get it ready. Remember we said from the Ravan that it's like a scale of points. Shmartim is samatzos, that you put it in water and soak it, and you create a scenario where you're risking it fermenting. And you still watch it to make sure it doesn't ferment. So you get that much more points in Shemayim from the Eibishter. Three sheep in the Gemara, Pesachim, Mem, Mem, Af, Aser, Mutter, Mitzvah. So they asked him the Shiloh. Okay. He came to Qatar, and he said to them, it's Mutter. They said to him, what are you doing? Rav Mani de Mansur is here. He's your Rebbe. You're not allowed to paskin in Shlosh Prasos. Keneged Machane Yisrael. What did Machane Yisrael mean? Please get it down. What did Rashi say? Everyone went to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? What did Tosar Rosh say in Tosan Erevin? What is Kenegan Machane Yisrael? B'nei Nadav and Aviyu. Nadav and Aviyu when they passed him against Moshe and Aaron. So, how could you do this? He said, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Lava Daite. That was the story. He didn't know that his Rebbe was there. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done it. Lava Daite. Not perfect. No one's perfect except the Abishim. Okay. And that's number what? What number is that? 20. That was number 20. 21. What was the kasha on this whole story? What was the kasha in this whole story? It was a great kasha, we said. Very sharp, we said, all the Rishonim said. What was the sharp kasha?
Why is this in here?
Yeah, but more than that. Why did they ask Adam from the din of Shlosha Parsals? Why didn't they ask Adam from the din of Netilus Rishus disseminating? We just learned that din of Al Yora, Elin Kain what? Notan Rishus Mirabo. Why is Gemara ask Adam from the din of Shlosha Parsals? Ask Adam from the din we've already learned. We haven't even learned Shlosha Parsals yet. Ask Adam, he didn't get into the shushus from his Rebbe.
How do we know that?
Oh, okay, we'll see. That'll be one of the answers. But that was the segue into Gemara, right? We had just learned that then. So that's what all the Rishonim are bothered by. So we had how many answers? We had three answers. That's 21. 22. Give three answers to that kasha. Number one, the Yad Ramah. What does the Yad Ramah say? The mice of Tanchum, the son of Ravami, was before that Gzera was made of dissemination. Making sure you articulate right. Okay? That's why I only asked the kasha from Makom Rabba of Shlosha Parsals. After the Gzeira and Echanami, you can't paskin the Makom Rabba unless you have Netilas Rishus. So that's the answer to the Yad Ramah. Everyone was Mechavim.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, the Yad Ramah just answers that this story happened before that Gzeira was made, that you're not allowed to paskin in this, you know, articulate, disseminate, unless you have Rishus from your Rebbe. In Echanami, once it's made, you can't do Makom Rabba either. Okay, that's the first answer, Yad Ramah. Then he gave another answer. The Ma'arik said the same thing. That the story of Tanhu was after the Gzeira, but he had Netilas Rishus already. He had the Netilas Rishus. But the problem is, even if you have Netilas Rishus of how to disseminate Torah, you can't paskin Makom Rebbe. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Even though you have the Netilas Rishus of how to disseminate properly, but Makom Rebbe, you're not allowed.
Against Tosfos.
What'd you say? Okay. What do you mean against Tosfos? Okay. No problem. You're Yishemis.
No.
You're Chayzer boy. You're Yishemis.
You're allowed. If you have Rishus, you can't. So it's against the Gemara and Erevin.
Yeah. Well, it's not getting in the details of Tol Shlosha and Shchutz Shlosha. Just because you have your Netilas Rishus doesn't mean Makom Rabba you're allowed to, right?
No, we know.
That fits well with our.
We know it's Mitov because they yelled at
it. Yeah, it fits with Taisus by us, right? Yeah. That Tol Shlosha and Netilas Rishus doesn't work. Okay, that's correct. Okay, that's the second Terence. And what's the third teretz? The Rivosh, according to the Rambam. The Gzeira of paskening without Netilas Rishus, of dissemination, of articulation, Halacha L'maisa, always exists, that's true. But the Din, the Gzeira, you're not allowed to paskin L'maisa, you're not allowed to paskin Halacha L'maisa outside Shalosh Parsos, is only Ba'ofen Kavua. Only Ba'ofen Kavua. Once in a while, temporarily, you're allowed to paskin. Okay? That's what the Rivosh wants to say, according to the Rambam. So therefore, Tanukim Breder Avami was only a once-in-a-while thing. So it should be Mutter to Paskin. So they asked on him, but Lomaisa, but Mokum Rabo, it's not Mutter. Okay? They asked on him, but Mokum Rabo, it's not Mutter. So in other words, you're allowed to Paskin. I want you to get this. Remember we said, according to the Shittas of Taisus, like you pointed out, Johnny, Halacha Lomaisa, that even Chutzla Shlosha Parsos is Aser, unless you have what? Netilas Rishus. So we said that's Aser only Ba'ofen Kavua. Once in a while we will allow you to do outside Shalosh Parsos according to Rivosh and the Rambam, please. Rivosh Pshat and the Rambam. Outside Shalosh Parsos will allow you to do it, even if you didn't have Netilas Rishus, if you do it Ekroi, once in a while. Ba'ofen Kavua, it's Tak Aser. See, Tais didn't get into that Chiluk. But he wants to say outside Shalosh Parsos, it's good if it's once in a while. And then Halacha L'maisa, they asked on him and said, but this is not what? This is usher all the time because it's toch. And he says, I'm sorry, I didn't know he was there. Okay? So that's the answer. Because remember we asked, how can you do Netilas Rishus, Halacha L'maisa, right? It's only when it's an issue of what, Ba'ofen Kavua, right? Of articulation. But this was not done Ba'ofen Kavua. It was done when? It was done once in a while, it's at Croy. So out to the articulation issue, that's not a breach of it. Because why? Because it's done once in a while. But the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that, Tok Shlosha. And they hocked on him and said, he was Tok Shlosha. He says, I didn't know. Yes, Ben.
Even the whole Xer was made, though, it seemed like it wasn't a Kavua. Like,
yeah.
The guy passing through the town.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point, Ben. That's a good point, because he was, the Talmud was, what the story says, he came here, Balakan. Yeah, Talmud Echad Balakan. It's a good point. Okay, I like that. It's a good kasha. Okay, that's what he wants to say, though. He wants to say, out that din, we got out of it, because why are you doing it both in that Kroy? And it would be what, if it's good, Chutz L'Shosha. The Gemara jumps on and says, no, it wasn't Chutz L'Shosha, it's Tok Shlosha. When you're Tok Shlosha, it's always a problem with Mokom Rabba, whether you have anything to do or not. Okay, it's a good kasha. Look, that's a good kasha. Okay. That answers number what? Number 23. What was the story to Rav Chiya, and what's the shaykhus to our sugya? Okay? What's the story with Rav Chiya, and what's the shaykhus with our sugya? Okay. The story with Rav Chiya was, Rav Chiya saw this guy in the Beis HaKfaris, and what did he do? He said to him, what are you doing in there? Aren't you a Kohen? And he said to him, you know what? I want you to know something. He says, I'm a chol. My father is a kohen, but he fell in love with a divorcee, a grusha, and they had a child, and I'm the child, he said. I'm a chol. Chol's allowed to be going to Bezek Forest. So, that's the story. But what does it have to do with anything? So we said, Rashi said the following. Let's get it. Rashi said, we learn in Erevin that if you're walking along with your Rebbe, you're never allowed to paskin in front of your Rebbe, but if you see a guy about to do an Aveira, the Gemara says, you're allowed to yell at him and stop. So the Gemara says, how can you do that? You're passing against a Rebbe. Talmud Meir b'fnei Rabos Chayv Bisa, God forbid. In Shemayim. What's the answer? The answer is the what? La frushim yisura mutter. To stop a guy from doing this is mutter. Because when makom sheish chil Hashem, you have to know this phrase. Ein cholkin kavod l'rav. But makom sheish chil Hashem, ein cholkin kavod l'rav. Chil Hashem is the Eibishter. You don't give kavod your Rebbe, it's going to be chil Hashem to the ultimate Rebbe. And you're allowed to what? Stop and say, that's usher. And that's exactly what is quoted in the story. Because we're talking about Kibud Rav in the story. So wanted to quote this story, Rashi says, to tell me that Halacha L'maisa, Hafrashim Yisr, is not considered to be Harab if they Rabba, and therefore it's Mutter. That was the first shot of Rashi. What's the second shot of Rashi? Quotes to Yushalmi. Yushalmi in Shvi Yisperik Vav Halacha Aleph, where this story was quoted not about Rav Chiya, but Rabbeinu HaKadosh himself, where he saw two stories in Akko. Akko, half was in Eretz Yisrael, half was in Chutz Lars. The first story was where? The first story was in the Chelik of Eretz Yisrael, and he sees this fellow, Halacha L'maisa, the Talmud, Paskim and Mei Bayim are not Machshirim LeKabel Tuma. So Lomaisa, that was the first story. The second story was where
you can't bring stuff coming into.
Yeah, he says, what do you do? Mei Bayim are not Machshirim LeKabel Tuma. Halacha Lomaisa. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Ochel Chulin B'Tara. You have to be Ochel Chulin B'Tara. Halacha Lomaisa. Okay. So, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, got to be makban on this. So that was the first story with Rebbe, Ben HaKadosh. Remember that? Because he didn't understand what they were doing. They said there was a Talmud that came in. What was the second story, though? With Rebbe HaKadosh himself, where the Kohen was on the Chutzlartz side. What do you do in the Chutzlartz? There's a Tum of Eretz Amen, right? Remember we said the Shlus Yaakov said a Kohen cannot live in Chutzlartz? Remember we said that's the Yushalmi, that's the Makor of the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael is only limited to Kohanim, according to the Vilna Gaon. Normally we assume there's an Israel leave Eretz Yisrael. What is the reason why it's also leave Eretz Yisrael? According to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah chiyuvis. By leaving Eretz Yisrael, you're getting out of that mitzvah. What's another reason why it's also? The Rashbam says in Baba Basra, Sadi Alfanaf, you're mafki yourself mitzvah to lose barats. You can't do trumas and maizu chutzlars. Two reasons that are given for most people. And Rav Serevnik, Shlita, the great Gaon, one of our Rebbeim, said the Israel is only for B'nai Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says it getting. I involve him in base. Could be Rashi just being Mazda the Gemara. But if you look up a Rashi, Rashi says, Asa le B'nai Yitzchak. If you're a Ben Chutzar, it's no Israel leave. That's why we said Rav Avadia, that's how it was so mocking to teach Torah wherever he went. You have to leave Amanas Lachzor. As long as you're going for the sake of a mitzvah, it's okay. The mitzvah might be Talmud Torah, marrying a woman, or Parnassa. But then Tosin of Vodazor applies it to any mitzvah. Mr. Bruce says, even visiting a friend, Rias P'nei Chavera is a mitzvah. Mr. Bruce, in the beginning, Holichos Chol Amoy. So the Gaon has a tremendous kiddush. This is only limited to Kohanim. And that's this second story. He's yelling at the Kohen. What are you living in Chutzlarts for? 2 minutes there at time. The Shus Yaakov says the Kohen can't live in Chutzlarts. The Shach is Cholik on the Shus Yaakov. And therefore, Lamaisa, the Shach allows Kohanim to live in Chutzlarts. Who's the Kohen? John, are you a Kohen? Us, you're allowed to live in Chutzlarts. Yeah, go ahead. You're a Kohen too, yeah. Jacob also is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So Lamaisa, you hold like the Shach. All you hold like the Shach. Halacha Lamaisa. But that's why he got upset. Now we point out a collector's item. What was the collector's item? You see from this whole story that the din of Chulin B'Tara was where? Was knowing only in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Chutzar is Tumas Eretz Amin. There's a collector's item, Rashi, that Rav Shefta pointed out many years ago in Shir. Many, many years ago when I was in Shir. And Shabbos, Kuf Chof Tesamet Aleph. Write it down. Rashi, yeah, I said it in Shir, Kuf Chof Tesamet Aleph, that it seemed to imply that there were no Echulim B'Tara and Chutzlarts. And I asked Reb Shlomo Fisher, the great Gaon, one of the Gedolei Yitzchak in Yerushalayim, he said, let's look at the Maariz Chayitz. The Kusha Shematim Lo. He said, this type of Kasha fits the Maariz Chayitz. We looked at the Maariz Chayitz and didn't ask. Rashi, Kuf Chof Tesamet Aleph. Rashi says, Beferish, that there seemed to be Ochol, they seemed to be no Echulim B'Tara in Chutzlarts. For what reason? I don't know. The Gemara has a case here. We didn't say it over, so let's say it over now. The Gemara has a case here that Lamaisa, a woman, can go to mikveh. The Gemara says a scenario where her husband's not in town. Why would she be going to mikveh if her husband's not in town? So Rashi says, you with me? Let's write it. You write it down there. You write, Kuf Chof Tesamet Aleph. I mean, we looked so hard for it. Johnny, come on, you have it from a memorial. Time immemorial now you write in the computer. Rashi says, Shein Baal Imo, he tovelis lataras. Nardoi lived where, guys? Where? Nardoi. Nardoi was a city in Bavel, in Iraq, right? So Rashi says, he tovelis lataras? What do you mean tovelis lataras? It's Chutzlarts. Isn't it Tumas Eretz Amen? Evidently, there's a collector's item, this Rashi. Shefter Shlik to point out this Rashi, and I asked him from a fisher. Okay? But this whole story is assumed that's why Rebbe's yelling at the guy. And the first story makes sense because he's saying, why aren't you doing it right? You're using kalim that are metame? You want to eat chulin betara where? In Eretz what? In Eretz Yisrael. We did have another pshat that maybe was challah. Remember that? We had another pshat. It was challah. You can't be metame challah. I think that was from who? One of the other Rishonim, Chiddush Aran, no? Okay, great. That answers number what? Number 23. 24. L'shem ma nasan Rav Yochanan Rishus l'Rav Shman. Ma kushish Rishon sholim asa. What did Rav Yochanan give Rav Shman Rishus that it would be al tanai. Just like you can give smicha in certain areas, in the tilus shushus in areas, you can also do it al tanai. A year or two, he said, you'll have an tilus shushus till bubble, till when you come back. All the way to when you go and you come back. Allah alamaisa. When you go until you come back. Okay. Fine. Al tanai, that's the way we read the Gemara. No, Pinchas wanted it. But we said that's the shot in the Gemara. Rav Shmuel left al tanai. We had our kasha, we pointed out what was that all about. So let's see. Oh, let's get it. What's the kasha that all the Rishonim ask? You ready?
Is it 25 or same question?
This is 24. What was the kasha that Rishonim ask? So we said like this. We said that Rashi says he gave him Rishus Ladun. Rabbi Nachmanah says he gave him Rishus Maharos Ladun. He gave him Rishus Ladun according to Rashi. Again, Rabbi Nachmanah says he gave him Rishus. Rashi says Rishus Ladun. Rabbi Nachmanah Rishus Maharos Ladun. What's the kasha? Rabbi Yochanan wasn't the Nasi. If Rabbi Yochanan wasn't the Nasi, how could he give him the Tishus to be potter from paying? That was the kasha. The only one that can issue him Tishus from potter from paying is the Nasi. So the assumption was that it was he's trying to get the Tishus from potter from paying. Remember that? Oh, so we had, so that's the kasha. That's 24, 25. So what? How do we answer this kasha? Oh. So give four terutzim. Okay, let's go. Number one, Taisus on the bottom of Hamad Alf, which we did this morning. You know, Rabban Soloveitchitz, our Rebbe, gave sheer 7 hours once straight from 9 to 5. There was a guy who was getting married that day. He went to the mikveh and came back to shir. He went to the mikveh in the middle and came back to shir. 9 to 5, they were in the first Birkum Babasa in Shkoki Yeshiva. And he wanted to finish it, where I went to high school. He wanted to finish the parak, so he gave shir from 9 to 5, and then they all went to the wedding. And the guy, the chassan, went to the shir, and he went to mikveh, came back. Lamaisa. Okay. So we didn't do that 7-8 hours, right? Okay. But Lamaisa, what's the answer that you showed him? He wasn't the Nasi. So listen to this answer. What did Taisa say we did this morning? Then Atila's just like smicha. Smicha goes from Rebbe to a Talmud, onward. Once the Nasi gives one Rebbe, Netilas Rishus, Rabbi Yochanan can give it Viter. I don't care whether he was the Nasi. As long as he got it from the Nasi, he can give it on Viter. That's Taisus, on Ham and Alf in the bottom. Dubrasco and the Kitna. Okay. Now, the second Teretz is the Rabbi Yonah and the Ra'al. Only the Nasi can do it. Allah Lamaisa. And Rabbi Yochanan gave him Rishus. Well, what was the Rishus? Rishus the Paskin. It was not a Rishus that if he made a mistake, they'd be put from paying. A completely different Rishus. There you don't need a Nasi. All you need is Rishus the Paskin. Okay. That's the Rabbi Yonah and the Ra'al, the Avramo. Okay. It's a bit of a Chiddush, we thought, but that would answer our Akasha that we had asked. Remember we said that? Wasn't it until it was just a part of a payment, just was just a pasta. Number three. That's what I was discussing with Newberger Shlita Lamais. I told him, I asked him Arkasha, and I said only one of the Rishonim said it was talking about what? Only one of the Rishonim said it was talking about just a pasta. All the other ones assumed the present premise of the Kasha, which was what? Potter from being paid. Right? Okay. That's the Rishon that we found, the Rabbi Yonah and the Ra'al, the Avramo. Third terrace. The Rabbi Yonah and the Ra'al say what? Nasi is right. You're right, the Nasi is the only one that can give the Tirushus pot from paying, but if he gives explicit Rishus that you can pass it on, then it's okay. And that was given to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was not the Nasi, but the Nasi gave him explicit Rishus that he could give it to whoever he wants. If you get Stam Kabbalah, you know, without any permission specifically, then you cannot give it over. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan was given specifically by the Nasi that he could give it over. And the last tirz was the Meiri. And that was that, in fact, Rabbi Yochanan was not the Nasi, but he was the Rosh Yeshiva. And the Rosh Yeshiva has the same bit of a Nasi. That he has the wherewithal to give the Ptur from paying if a mistake is made. Okay? We got that? Yeah? That's the fourth. Despite the fact he was the Nasi, not the Nasi, the Rosh Yeshiva has the same status. And he was the Rosh Yeshiva. Okay, that answers 25. Okay, let's go to 26. What does it say in number 26? Okay, let's see. What's the lashon of aim lamikra, o lamasara? We have one of the yugimomidos. Yugimomidos is binyan av. Why is binyan av? And this is called what? Ein. Yesh ein lemikra, yesh ein lemesor. So the Rif in the Chuvis in Simon Aleph has a beautiful, beautiful verse where he says, a binyan av is when you take a din and you expand it to other din. It's like the father, the Shari Mitzurim Ba'alacha. Daniel Roy pointed this out to me this morning. Shari Mitzurim Ba'alacha points out that the father goes out and he's mashpia on other people. He's mashpia on other people. So the binyan av is a din that you expand to other din. Okay, a binyan av is a din you expand to other din. However, a mother, the mother doesn't go out. Kol kvudas pas melch penimim. Gemara says a get in your base menach quotes a pasuk. Gemara nivomis also, and I involve him in aleph quotes a pasuk. Mor tzanua. So therefore, the woman is just is doesn't go out and expand and teach other things. It's rather yesh aim lemikra yesh aim lemesor. We're looking for the makor. What can we hang our hats on? Do you look at the Masoretic text of how it's written, or do you look at how it's pronounced? But it's not a concept that you're teaching to other dinim. You follow me? It's the what is going back really to the source. If you're going back really to the source, that's why I use the expression ain. That's what the Rif writes in the Chuvah Siman Aleph, also the Sharm Tzur Malacha, that the Nirach pointed out to me this morning. It's 26. 27. What's the Musag of Mosifin Vigorin? Remember what that was? What is the Musag means concept? Of Mosifin Vigorin. We had that in the Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis is very bothered by it. The Gemara assumed that Totafos is said three times in the Torah, the Totafos. Two times Chaser and one time Mole. If you look in our Sifrei Torah, it never is Mole ever. All three are missing a Vav. Tosfos on Dalet Amud Beis, the second Tosfos, asked this Kasha. The bomb kasha. Now we made it in a similar point on our own. From who? From the Chuvas Arashba in the beginning of the Sugya by Karnos. You remember that? You guys remember that when we read Karnos?
Yeah.
In our Chumash, right? In our Chumash, Karnos is what? Karnos, all three Karnoses are Mole in our Chumashim, I think. No?
I think it's without the book.
What is it again?
I think it's all three are without the book.
I don't remember. But Totafos, don't confuse. We just said Totafos, all three are what? All three are Chaser in our Torah, and the Gemara had one of the three Mole. Now, Karnos was what? You remember? What was Karnos? If I remember correctly, what did you say? Karnos, the three Karnos had the Vav Lamais in our Sifrei Torah. So we said that sometimes if it's what? We said that sometimes that comes up, but Tais is very bothered by it when it comes to tefillin.
No, none of the Karnos had vavs in our Sifrei Torah.
I think none of them have vavs, right?
None of them had the vavs, and the question was, why did they
say... No, in our Gemara, what did it have?
Our Gemara had Karnos. One of them had
a vav. One of them had a vav. On our Chumashim, all three don't have. Yes.
Right.
Right. That's what you said, Pinchas. Very good. So we said, Lomai, it's a very good Pinchas and Johnny. So we said, someone asked the Rosh, but the Shaiwa. He said, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? So he says, the Rashba said, this Dover is totally on what's written in Rove of the Sfarim. If Rove of the Sfarim written in the Gemara, then you should fix the Mutas Sfarim according to the Rove. Achra Rab Mahatos, he says. But the Kedush Yaran said, Mishem Mixes before Shem, Mishem Rabbeinu Shlomo, Shalom Nimsalov Mitav, Lomisora Karnos Mali. We never find it. So he says, Lamaisa, that in our Chumashim, the Misora Shashas, and so it is difficult with our Sugya. So he says, Yesh lagi al pi mashenechta barofa svarim. In a chanami, you go with rov svarim. You're not going to change our Sifrei Torah based because of the Gemara. You still go with rov svarim, he said. Now the Radbaz said that when there's a what? He says, when you learn, mina chaseris v'yaseiros, you go in kan shalom nein shtenos ma'akvas, if there's going to be a nafkamina, yesh latakin al pi the sugya. If there's no nafkamina, then you go based on rov. So there wasn't, if it was going to happen nafkamina, they said you got to follow the Gemara, the Rabbah said. But what does our Tosa say about Gorin and Mosifin? Please get that also that aside, in that question. Because it came up in Tosa, and then we asked it on our own earlier in the Sugya about Karnos. Right? So the bottom line being is you follow Rosh Sforim. Right? You follow Rosh Sforim. If, however, there is a what? There is a nafkamina and dini, you would follow the Gemara, the Rabbah says. If no nafkamina and dini, you follow Rosh Sforim. Okay.
Nafkamina meaning like it would
Nafkamina, whether two or three, yes, sprinklings. Nafkamina ledinin. That's why he said you got to follow the shas, the mice. Okay. But if there's no nafkamina ledinin, then you follow the rose farm. That's what the Rabbat said. But what do you do with Gorin and Mosifin? Totafos, totafos, totafos. The Gemara says two are chasa, the third is mali. In our Torah, all three are chasa. So Tais comes up with an unbelievable chiddush. It's kind of a hermeneutic called Gorin Mosifin, which means as follows. You take the vav that is found ula totafos, you take the vav in the beginning of the word and you end it at the end of the word, and you say latotafos. Okay? That's what Tosus presents this klal, and he has a whole discussed the great length. Do you do it in the middle? Do you do it at the end? But the bottom line is there is this type of hermeneutic called Gorin Mosifin, where you drop the vav and you put it at the end of the word, it becomes molly. That's how Tosus wanted to say how the Gemara knew it, and therefore not against the swarm. Tosus said, oh, then he said we don't do it at the emsa. That's what Tosus wanted. But the principle being halacha lamaisa, you're allowed to what? You're allowed to do what is called Gorin Umosifin. Okay. That was number what?
27.
28. Let's get it. We had a Taisus on Dalin Amar Aleph. What did Taisus say on Dalin Amar Aleph? We said that there's a revise of Dam from two different Mesim according to Bekivit Mutami. So Taisus asks, what do you need a Pusik for? Taisus asked that Kasha, that Taisus is, what do you need a Pusik for? Why is there a need to have a pasuk? Tais has a kasha. Why? Because you have two half a kazesim of flesh. They're mitzarf together. So why should the blood be any different? That was Tais's kasha on Dalin Amar Aleph. Very, very, very strong kasha. So Tais in Yuma has a new teretz to that kasha we said over. Tais in Yuma has a new teretz to that kasha. What's the teretz? Teretz is as follows. He wanted to say the following chiddush and peyal from an aleph through maskul kol. Then the nefashos we learn even a revis adam from two nefalim. What are nefalim? Two babies that are born stillborn. God forbid. Come on, old slan. If you have a half revis adam from one nafal and a half revis adam from another nafal, then it's tarif. Even though there's not a shir revis in each creature, in each nafal there's not a revis adam, because the bekiva shita is if you have a stillborn. And all the blood, it bled to death, God forbid. What's the din? It's metame, even if there was not a revis. That's Rabbi Akiva's sheet in the Mishnah, all those Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. So it's metame, even if there's not a revis. So any katan who has a shear according to the blood that it has, kol katan has a shear the dam it has, even if it's less than a revis. But a revis down from Shnei Misin, halacha l'maisa, lechachila, each baby, each stillborn baby, God forbid, had a revis. They're kuli alma, they're mitzdarfim. Okay? So I want you to get that. That's the chiddush, okay? Again, according to Tosfos and Yuma, both Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham agree. Again, what's the Chacham Shita normally? You're not allowed to mitzdarf a revis from Shnei Mesim. But it's a tremendous chiddush, says Tosfos and Yuma. When is that? He says, that's when what each creature did not have a revis themselves. Rabbi Akiva said, even if each creature did not have a revis themselves, they're still mitzdarf. Chum say, the only way you can mitzdarf Shnei Mesim, you could if each one had a revis. If each one did not have a revis, then what? Then you can't mitzdarf. That's a totally new approach to this machlaikas. That means according to the Rabbanan, in a classical case of a mace that died, a regular born adult that was, died, then of course, even according to the Rabbanan, you can mitzdarf for revis Shnei Mesim, because each body had its own revis. You follow me? It really pigeonholes this machlaikas, Tyson Yum. You follow me? A totally new approach to the answer. And that's why you need a pusik to mentami from the Shnei Mason, because the Chiddush of the Kiva is Lamais, even if each one did not have Halacha Lamais, it's still going to be what? Still going to be Mitzdarf. That answer is number what?
28.
Number 28. 29. Okay? Let's get it. Number 29. Taisa says as follows. What did Taisa say? 29. Taisa says, what was the maskana of Taisa's? What was the maskana of Taisus legavi dam kibosser? That whole big Taisus we had, right? On Dalav, that same Taisus. Taisus the whole way through is assuming that dam is not kibosser. Then at the end of the Taisus, he makes an about face, and he says that what? That dam is kibosser. And dam is kibosser, and if it wasn't for what? If it wasn't for the pasuk, it would be metame. Halacha l'maisa. Dam is kibosim become ilav krod the metame, right? Hayu potrim, we would part them ishum the gizo in a machlif. Allah lamaisa. It's considered to be metame. If it wasn't for the posik lamaisa, why would I think that dam would not be metame? What was the svara of Tysus? Very important. What was the svara? Hope Tysus assumes dam is not kibosim, and then at the end of the Tysus makes an about face. He says dam is kibosim. What does that mean? Why would I thought that dam is not kibosim? Because it regenerates itself. If someone loses blood, Baruch Hashem built us that we regain the blood. The fact that gizo lamaisa, the fact that it regenerates itself, what does that show? Halacha lamaisa. What does that mean? That means it's not part of the body. That means it's not part of the body. I mean, obviously it's part of the body. But if it regenerates itself, it shows it's really not, it's kind of like chutz mi basar. So I would have thought dam is not kibasar because it regenerates itself. And therefore, I would have thought that it shouldn't be what? Shouldn't be metame, kamashman, that it is metame. That's what it means. We said gizo what? Gizo in a machluf. Okay? And therefore, it doesn't fade away. The blood regenerates itself. The smart being, the more that it regenerates itself, it's really not part of it, the body, you would say. So therefore, dam is not kibasar, kamashman, dam is kibasar. That's the chiddush of that din. Okay, now we didn't chazor. Let's just say it outside. Heyam and aleph. Okay, let's just do this. Number 30. Okay, heyam and aleph. The bottom tosis, not the bottom one, but next to last. What do we say? Who's stronger, the reish galusa or the nasi? Who's stronger? The reish galusa is stronger because his netilas just works. Why? Because it's like a what? Shave it, it's a rod, it's odif. That's regarding Tilashus. In other areas in Shas, however, we said that what's stronger? The Nasi is stronger than what? The Nasi is stronger than the Reish Galusa. What was the area that we had? So the area we had was as follows, okay? And I want you to get it from the Gemara Msochim. The Gemara says Msochim that if a person goes, Halach Lamaisa, from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he doesn't have to be knowing the chumras of Babel, because the Bnei Babel are a kafuf to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, and there's no machlokes going to arrive if you go like the kulas of Eretz Yisrael. So you see Eretz Yisrael's adifa. A guy that visits from what? From Babel to Eretz Yisrael must take on the chumras of what? Of Eretz Yisrael. So you see Eretz Yisrael is more chumr than Babel. But you see from our Gemara, Babel is stronger. So what's the answer? When it comes to the realm of Isser Veheter, Bnei Eretz Yisrael are more chachim. Why? Because the Gemara in Bava Basra, Avira Deretz Yisrael is Machim. Since Avira is Machim, therefore, in areas of Isser Veheter, we find that what? We find that Bnei Yisrael are called Mechokek, and therefore the Melamed Torah L'Rabin. Hafgas Momono, for Efker Bez and Efker, Bnei Bava is even stronger. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Bnei Bava is even stronger. Okay. That's 30, 31. Let's get it. We discussed the din of Katle de Chaziri. What's Katle de Chaziri mean? During war, are you allowed to eat non-kosher food? So this is a machloikis in the Ram and the Ramban, whether this is limited only to what? Mechemes, Lamais, and Mitzvah, or does it apply even to Mechemes Rishus? Machloikis, the Ram and the Ramban, that's one Nikuda. We said that another machloikis is a Hutra Tchuyah. Is that only if what? Is that only when there is what? When there's other food not available. Or even if there's other food available, is it okay? Machlokes hutcha v'dchuyah. And number three, would we even allow yayin nesach? Yayin nesach, you might say, is abatzrayat avodazorah, we never would allow it. So it's a major machlokes lamais, we said about what? About the din of katle v'chaziri. Halacha lamais. 32, we said. What about what? Bris shalom. What about having a bris shalom? A covenant of peace. Do you offer a covenant of peace to a Molochites, we said. So we said, Lamai said, this is what? This is Major Machlokes, Rashi, Latir, and the Ramban, as to whether you have to offer a peace treaty even to what? Even to a Mechemes Amalek and the Shiv Adamant, to Shai, Lahalach, Lamai. Do you have to offer a brief shalom to them? Also, we said, there's another din that says you have to leave them a corner to get out. You have to leave them aside to get out. Do we leave them aside to get out or not? That's also a chiddush, what, of leaving them to have a side to get out Those are halachas that we've stressed, legabi the din of what? Legabi the din of milchama. Kavli the chaziri, the halacha of also what? The halacha of offering a peace treaty, and number three, you have to leave a space for them to escape. Okay, so let's make sure we know those halachas. Next, 33, lamaisa. We said legabi this halacha, very interesting, of what? Tfilin shirosh and tfilin shiyad. What's the din? Which is more kadosh, we said. Remember we discussed this? Which is more kadosh? In fact, Rav Shekhar gave us one of the questions in the Kol Dechina. Right? We said that tefillin shorosh is more kadosh. Why? So because it says a shin on it. So you're not allowed to convert ritzuos or partials from the rosh to the yad. But you are allowed to go from the yad to the rosh because malim kedusha vein moridin, we said. Now what happens if a person only has enough money, we said, to buy a mezuzah or buy tefillin? Says in Shulchan Aruch, what wins? Tefillin. Because it's a mitzvah shebegufo. Also, what do we say regarding Hilchos Tefillin? We say, what is this notion of Tefillin Sherashi, Tefillin Sherabbeinu Tam? We passing like Rashi. But Tefillin Sherabbeinu Tam, we got it right, remember? You what? What are the four parshas in the Tefillin? Kadesh, Shema, V'hayim Shemoa, Kadesh, V'haya, V'yiviyacha. Right? So the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis is, what is the order in which you put them in? Now, we pointed out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, how do you put them in? I mean, how do you write it? And you leave a space, we said, from the Mishnah. Remember, we called Rav Lazdun. Who was with me? We called Yosef. When we called Rav Lazdun. When you write Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam, you actually leave spaces. Because when you must write them, right, chronologically, but the way Rabbeinu Tam has that, right, is the way you put them in, you have to leave spaces to write it. Now, who puts on Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam? Says in the Shulchan Aruch, someone who's only muchzik b'chassidus. Chassidim are pious Jews, but chassidus in the Lashon HaGemara means, you know, pious Yidden. It doesn't mean the chassidim of nowadays. So it means, so Rav Moshe, Rav Lubavitcher Rebbe sent a letter to Rav Moshe, why don't you wear tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam? He said. So the Rav Moshe said back to him, because Lubavitcher Rebbe, a big tzaddik, was like, oh, chassidim, you wear tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam also. So Rabbi said, there are other shittas besides Rabbeinu Tam. There's like five shittas. You have to put on all five. So therefore he says he only does tefillin shel Rashi. That's what Rabbi said, beferish. But then we point out the next nekuda in Hilchos Tefillin, you remember. My shayla. My shayla. You write lefty, but you're stronger with the right hand. Right? You throw a baseball with it. You shoot a basketball with it. Right? You bang a hammer. You pick up the luggage with your right hand. What do you do in such a situation? This is a fundamental machloikis. It's really a machloikis of Tanoim in the Menachos, but machloikis of the Ramah and the Gom. The Ramah says the ksiva is the clincher. Since I write lefty, I put my tefillin on my right arm since I'm bar mitzvah, like the Ramah. The Gom says you go based on strength, and therefore I should put my tefillin on my left hand. So many poskim paskin like Lamaisa, like the Ramah. Others paskin like who? Like the Vilna Gom. So I called Zalman Nechemia, and I many years ago, and I told him, he says, for a bar mitzvah boy, you have to decide one opinion. And usually, most posts would say like the Ramah, not all. But I said, I want to, you know, is it an Indian to put on another tefillin? He said, yes. Mitzvah sonosha b'lumada. Sometimes you need to throw a chumra in to strengthen your avodas Hashem. Chassam Sofer writes. So I have my other pair of Rav Lazdun gave me matana once, gave me tefillin. Beautiful pair of tefillin. So my original tefillin, I had to switch it. So the new pair I put on my right hand, which I always have been doing, and then for years now, last 7 or 8 years, I put on another pair of tefillin on the left hand to say Kriya Shema after davening. But they're both tefillin shel Rashi. People say, "Oh, you're putting on tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam." No, I'm not. I'm putting on two pairs of tefillin of Rashi. L'maisa. Why don't you just invert it? The box says you shouldn't invert it. You know, it's usually the same pair. You really can invert the box. The box says you shouldn't do that. Lamaisa, you should have a separate pair and not invert the box. Halacha Lamaisa. But that's what we said, Lamaisa, regarding the tefillin. And we said that tefillin is a very important concept. That you're muchter in tefillin, and the person has to make sure he doesn't flatulate on it. You have to prepare yourself, go to the restroom before. If you feel like you have to flatulate, you have to take it off. And it's a what? It's a very serious issur. And the last point let's close with is all one question regarding tefillin, Lamaisa. And that is that we said that there's a big machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam about the brachas. How many brachas do you say? According to Rashi, you say one bracha. La'aniach. If you talk in the middle, which you're not allowed to, if you talk in the middle, it's a bad deal between the tefillah and Shabbat Tefillah. If you have that there in your pocket, you're not supposed to go to war. Says the Gemara, says Hashem won't protect you. It's a serious deal. Api chasidis could be masbir. You can masbir api chasidis that you need a connection between action and the mind. And by you talking, you're breaking that connection. That's for another time. But api chasidis, that's the problem of talking. Because you're disconnecting the hand with the mind. Actions with the mind. But Rashi says one bracha. Whatever you talk, you say another bracha, al mitzvahs to him. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what is it? You always say la'aniach. And you always say al-mitzvahs. Whatever we talk, you have to say two on the Rosh. Al-mitzvahs and la'aniach. So totally, if you talk on Rabbi Tam, you said three. So we've said, according to the Rabbi Tam in general, why are there two brachas on one mitzvah? Tosfos Rid asked this kasha. The Gaon asked this kasha. So the Rav Skiddush was one. Let's close with this from the Rav. From the Rav Zitzal. Even though you didn't know the Rav. And I didn't know. I never saw him either. This is the Messiah of the Yeshiva. The Rav's Tayyidin, the Lomdus Tayyidin, from the Biskarol, the Reb Chaim. So we'll close the Chazar. And the Iker is, guys, the Iker is coming to Shir and coming to Seder. I don't care. I want you to do good on the Bechina. If you need to stay up all night, you do. You sleep after Shir tomorrow. If you need to, you need to. But the Iker is coming every day. The guys aren't here, you got to tell them. After the Bechina, I want you to come every day to be strong. The Rav's Skiddush is 10 o'clock tomorrow is the Bechina. Everyone's got to take it. Gotta be an ish. But you gotta be an ish, says an office. What does the Rav say? There's one element of tefillin, the maisa. That's la'aniach. But there's another element to be in the status of crowned with tefillin. Our kakafta de gavra de lo monach bo tefillin. A guy who never put tefillin on his life never comes out of Gehenna, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. That's why Labash Chassin put tefillin on guys in the airport. We said then maybe you should only have to do tefillin shorosh. Remember that? Okay, it was a chiddush. But nonetheless, they do both. Some rishonim say every day. You can never let a day go by without tefillin, God forbid. Unless someone's terribly sick. Don't ever let it happen. Unless you're terribly sick, God forbid. Poshei begufin. So what it means is lahanich san maisa. But the status of tefillin is al mitzvah tefillin. That's a separate bracha. And on that, that's a new status. On the chalois. One bracha is on the maisa. The other bracha is on the chalois. Okay, let's dive in. Everyone, a wonderful day. And we'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. This is a show. Okay? This is a show. Let's stop minchah. Okay? Let's stop for the omen.